Welcome to the Saturday Sports Show with myself, Marco Jacobs, and live with Clive. He's in studio with me. But I'm about to chat to John Goliath. He's a sports writer, rugby writer at SA Rugby Magazine. But you also know him well from his days at the Cape Times and Queensland Sports as well, and all of that. So a renowned rugby writer himself. But he is from Paarl. Knows Chester, knew Chester very well, and I think he came to a as a shock to him yesterday as well when the news of Chester's passing came. But I thought, let's do justice to the great man himself and pay proper tribute to him. And I thought, let's give John a call. John, morning and welcome back to Saturday Sport. I haven't chatted to you in a long while, and I wish we were chatting under better circumstances. But you know what? It's also a great opportunity to remember somebody in a fantastic way, and you knew the man well. And so, yeah, man. So I think let's just honor Chester in a great way.
Yes, good morning, Marco. Thanks. Came to a bit of a shock to us all, I think. You know, Chester basically still very much in the prime of his life, doing great things out there, still as a coach, you know, as an entrepreneur,
yeah.
and just as a rugby man.
Yeah.
I think condolences to his wife and his kids, and his immediate family, and basically to South Africa, because that was basically our, you know, it felt like family when it felt like a family member had passed on when that news came, because I mean Chester was such an influential, not only a rugby player but as a nation builder as
yes.
well, and I think we were all missing dearly.
Yeah, and he was iconic, man. I think that he really inspired a lot of people prior to the World Cup, and even especially during that 1995 World Cup. I remember how disappointed we all were when he got injured before that World Cup, and then also the elation of coming back. Somebody actually sent me a voice note. I'm going to play that a little bit later. But I think he really grabbed the imagination, not of just the Africans, but of the world at large.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, the image of the new South Africa in 1995, excuse me, was built around Chester. And, you know, he was a fantastic ambassador for the country on and off the field during that World Cup. I mean, he was the poster child of the 1995 World Cup. And then, you know, his play on the field, when he came back, those four tries against Samoa,
yes,
and then also his play in the semi final and the final, where, you know, he also tackled and ran and went for the ball. It was just a, you know, phenomenal time. But also after that, Chester as a player, I strongly believe that he revolutionized wing play in this country in terms of his work rate.
Yes.
No longer do you see wingers just standing on the wing waiting for the ball, and that's because of Chester.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
if you can look at that quarter final against Samoa, he was, you know, standing close to the ruck, scoring close to the ruck,
yes,
scoring out wide, and also doing a lot of dirty work. And for me, you know, he was the first of his kind in the world as a wing to do that sort of thing. And, you know, as a player, he was and as you mentioned, a proper superstar and an icon.
Yeah, and I don't want us to miss that. And I think that some people may have thought in the beginning it was more window dressing than anything else. But it's like you said, he revolutionized wing play, always looking for extra work and often finding himself on the opposite wing and in situations where he had to make tackles in cover defense. All of those things just elevating the way wings started playing after that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, if you look at the modern day rugby player now, you're able to, because the game is so it's not as very structured and as difficult to breach defenders. So the chances of you just getting the ball out wide from a couple of simple passes is gone these days because of the way rugby is played.
Yeah.
And I mean, the way Chester also chased kicks The way he tracked back to help his fullback. I mean, I watched the repeat of the 1995 World Cup final, and it was just phenomenal. His positional play, and you know, helping out Andre Vera to back, because you know, when a kick goes back and he's behind him, so when Andre Vera kicked the ball back, Chester would chase again. It was just, the man had an unbelievable engine, as well on him, and it's just a phenomenal rugby player with a lot of speed, and an eye for the try line. It was just, it was just fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here listening to you with a smile on my face as you're just bringing up those fantastic memories. And I think that's the way it should be, that we should remember a player like Chester in that way for what he's really brought to South African rugby. And like you said, he was the poster child in the 1995 World Cup. Nothing much has changed after that. And I think the ultimate compliment being paid to Chester is also from the All Blacks. And they wrote on Twitter to express their sadness at his passing and says, "We are saddened to hear about the passing of Springbok great Chester Williams, and Chester was an iconic figure in world rugby, a fierce rival of the All Blacks on the field and a friend off it. You will be missed. Rest in love, Chester." And I think you can't get a better compliment than that.
Yeah, I think the whole rugby world, I think, has been touched by and saddened by Chester's passing. I think it was just the sort of guy he was, a proper gentleman, and an ambassador of the game.
Yeah.
You know, I've had the privilege to spend a lot of time with him, especially in 2012, where we traveled together to England to Old Trafford to watch Manchester United play.
Okay.
And it was just, you know, our people, like legends of English football,
yeah,
how they just came out to him and came and shook his hand. I mean, a guy like Brian Robson, and Gary Pallister,
yes,
how they came up to him and just,
and you're a Tottenham fan, and you're a Tottenham fan having to watch all of that, but just shows
exactly.
The game.
I was even like,
yeah.
So I mean, just watching this. Seeing these guys come up to him and shaking his hand was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, these are guys that that we've only seen on TV and are basically worshipped as idols in England. And then here's Chester Williams, guy who grew up in my town of Paul.
Yes.
Guys coming up to shake his hand, and you know, it just told me how, you know, how big Chester was in terms of his image and the role he played in our country.
I'm pretty sure that made you proud, eh? To know that even from Paul, you can influence the world.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the message. He's always sort of wanted to get through to young kids and young men. We all know the situation at the moment in our country, and what we're going through, especially with all the killings and the abuse of women and children. And that, you know, you can get out of your circumstances and do truly great things.
Yeah,
you know, your circumstances shouldn't dictate where you end up or how you treat other people. And Chester is a massive example of that. There's a guy who came who came up basically not very well off, but you know, had the talent and then a dream and followed that dream and then, you know, became a world icon.
Yeah, and we've got to appreciate these guys while they're still with us. And so, the fourth Springbok of 1995 that's not with us anymore. And so we got to realize that time is short and it's not, tomorrow's not promised. And that's besides also Keith Christie, also that's part of that 1995 World Cup winning team. And so we got to appreciate what we have in this life and give flowers before they get to the other side of the grave. And I want to say thank you to you, man. I know that you knew the man personally and it came as a shock to you. So condolences to you also in a big way. I saw your your Facebook post yesterday, and I know that you were totally shocked seeing that you spoke to him via WhatsApp yesterday morning still. So to you also, and to all the loved ones and to the family of Chester, we really give you our sincere condolences.
Thanks, Marco, and thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, man, I couldn't think of anybody better besides the people in Paarl. We'll be chatting to Peter de Villiers in the next few minutes. But thank you so much for your time, and welcome back, man. We missed you here on the show, but next time
we're here. Great to be back. Thank you very much. No golf now for me at the moment, so good to be back at the show.
Hopefully we speak under better circumstances next time, but thank you so much for your time, John.
Okay, for sure. Thank you.
Cool. Bye-bye. So that was John Goliath. He's now with SA Rugby Magazine. So I'll be back just in a while when we speak to Coach de Villiers just after the break. So welcome back to the Saturday Sports Show. And I'm about to chat to another paralytner, somebody from Paarl, of course, former Springbok coach, and Peter de Villiers. And morning, Coach. Welcome.
Good morning, Marco. How are you today?
Coach, you always say even the good days are bad. I mean, good days, the bad days are good. The bad days are good, sorry.
No. You got the flip side.
Yes, okay, that's why I was leaving it to the experts to say that. And always great catching up with you. And like I said to John Goliath just earlier, it is, I hope it was under better circumstances, but maybe even so, let's pay proper tribute to the late, great Chester Williams. And of course, from your hometown. Yeah. They say, what good can come out of Paarl? Ek dink as nog 'n klomp mense van hulle. So ek praat nou amper weekliks met die paralytner, né? And so, Coach, firstly, how are you doing?
No, I'm really good. You know, to answer the one question that you asked, now, what good can come out of Paarl? Nothing good can come out of Paarl. But the good that is in the people in Paarl, it's so deeply rooted that the whole world can actually learn from that, you know?
Yeah.
And, So I think there's some value systems and principles that Paarl people, because they don't know if they're city or rural, but there's some value systems that are so instilled so deep that when they walk and where they go, I think they do leave a mark, you know?
Yeah. And I'm speaking to one of them that's leaving a mark there, of course. And the rugby fraternity is shocked by the death of Chester Williams. How did you know him, Coach?
Well, I coached him. I coached him for a while. I actually had him when I taught. He was one of my pupils too.
Sure.
But the one thing about Chester, I think his character is the one thing that's really outstanding. He's a very friendly person, and I think he respects other people to the extent that they actually draw them closer to him. You know.
Yeah.
What we in Paarl actually feel really good about his life, and I can honor that, is the fact that God has chosen him as a role model, and he never backed off to play that role, you know. And a lot of people up till today want to be like Chester Williams.
Yeah.
And when you get to that extent where you impact other people's lives so that they want to change or want to be or to conform to the standards that you are living, and actually you have left a legacy.
Yeah.
And I think we are so much poorer today, but then again we are so much richer, because now we can strive to be like that, and he's not in that space anymore, so one of us can take that space, you know.
I want to jog your memory a little bit about 1995, the World Cup, of course. And I want to talk about Chester Williams' impact. How do you think back to that in terms of his particular impact on South African rugby and South African society as a whole?
Yeah, we can become one-dimensional, and we can look at the way he played rugby, and then we can either criticize it, or we can be in awe of it, or we can holistically look at the impact that the man has made. Being the only person of color in that side, you can just imagine how challenging the whole situation would have been for him, for where he comes from, cultural-wise and all those kind of things. For him to stick it out go through that and pave the way for the other boys from today,
yeah.
who it's so easy to go there now because he has actually made it through the hardship. So that to me is outstanding. The fact that he never quit, he never gave up, and he was a hard worker. And then again, I went to Victoria, Bloemfontein this week, and everywhere where the grass has burned, everywhere it's now new and green.
So
the places where it didn't burn, it's still grey and ugly. So that reminds me now of Chester. He had to die to give life to other people. He had to die for himself. He had to give up on everything that he stood for and were. He had to give up his culture, his everything, so that he can make it easier for other people. And that's the green grass that's coming out now. You see, it's grazing our rugby fields.
Yeah.
So through his character, actually, he made it easy for the youngsters.
Yeah, I'm just, as I'm talking to you, I'm watching some of the footage of the 1995 World Cup, those four tries that he scored there. And I think he really did capture the imagination of the country and the world also. But I want to know, what's the mood like in Paul? I'm pretty sure that a lot of people would be feeling the loss of Chester, especially in that part of the world.
Yeah, definitely. I played rugby with his father, and I'm actually on my way there. Today, but I don't know how to actually handle the zone thing because you know his brother, he had a younger brother, Wilmer, who were more talented than him, and he died early in his life because of a heart failure too, and his mother died, and now he is dead. So I don't know how to face his father. There's a lack of words now, you know.
Yeah. But what is the abiding memory for you of Chester Williams, seeing that you've coached him, you taught him, you were a large part of his success, I would believe, with him going further to become Springbok and all of that. What are those things that you will remember and something that you maybe want to share with us and teach us about Chester Williams' life?
The one thing that jumped to mind when you asked the question now was humbleness. You know, he was very humble. He's the one guy who showed you that talent is not the only thing that can take you to the next level. There's something called hard work, and hard work with perfection in it, you know, not losing focus. So, yeah, for me, the one thing is he humbled himself to become great in the eyes of people.
Sure. Coach, it's a bit sad, but I'm also when I look back at the life of Chester Williams, and like you so mentioned earlier, and I think correctly so, is that he left a legacy. And when I was speaking to John Goliath earlier, and some of the memories that came up, I was sitting with a smile on my face, and I think that is just something when you can remember people in that way, even though it's a sad occasion when they do pass on. It's just a realization that they've done something right. When we can sit back and just smile when we think of their lives.
Yeah, definitely. But I might just add to this. We almost wait until it is too late to get to the point where you are now, and we don't honor people enough when they're alive.
Yes,
we tend to criticize because they don't think like you. They don't act like you want them to act. They tend to criticize more than to appreciate what impact they made in your life and especially the life of the youth.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things you can remember, or there's a lot of things that you can tend to forget. But the one thing that no one can forget is that he left a legacy because he gave up so much of his free time, his friends, his everything, just to become an icon and through rugby for all of us, you know.
Yeah. Coach, before we go, and so I'm always wanting to hear out of your wellspring of knowledge to pull something out of there. So to those youngsters especially listening, and I'm talking about everybody that's listening also, what are some of the things that you want us to learn from the life of Chester, from life in general? I always look forward to your pearls of wisdom before I let you go.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say something about Peter de Villiers thing again. It's not the shoes you wear that can take you somewhere. It's how you walk with it that can actually take you to where you should be.
Yeah, I think, can I claim that one? Can I take it?
No, take it. You can take everything because I had to come up with new stuff this time.
You know? You have to. Listen, I think, remember we're talking about you coming in here, and I think you can come co-host the show with me one Saturday, the whole thing.
I will love to do that. I would love that. We just open it so that people can ask us a lot of questions, you know.
Because
you know what? One thing about life is that if people listen to you, they can't actually conform to what you really want to bring across. But when they ask you a question and you can in a similar way tell them what you went through and what life is throwing in, and then suddenly they open up themselves and say, wow, then I'm not that bad, man.
Yeah.
And the one thing that we actually lost in life, we lost the self-belief, because when we drive in our cars, the windscreen is so open and big to our future. But we tend to look in that small mirror to see what's behind us.
Sure. Can I take that one as well? I'll take everything.
Let's stop it right here, otherwise my cupboard's going to be empty.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, you got to come close the show. Maybe I'll take off that weekend. Me and Clive, we're
going to... No, Dad, listen to me.
Yes.
I am a host.
Yes.
You know, I am a host.
Okay.
But I can't host a radio show.
Okay, then I'll be...
When I come to the radio, then I will be your guest, because you are a better host than me. Just remember that.
Okay. I'll take that in my
side. No, you are. Listen to me, Marco, and I want to tell the people today, don't take Marco for granted. The fact that he is doing these little things that we actually are now so used to, it's also born from something that we call greatness. And the greatness in Marco is the legacy that he left in my life. So when I speak to people, the confidence that I do have is the confidence that I stole from Marco.
Yeah. So can I take that one as well?
That's your one. No, that's your one.
That's my one. Coach, yeah, what a wonder you are. It's so great to be with you, of course. But like I said, I'm serious. You can come in. You don't have to be co-host, but you can be here the whole show. And
Let me and you actually...
Yeah?
Let us talk during the week.
Yes.
I want to look at my diary when I have a time, then I can come through early, and then we sit and talk. And if people want us, let the people tell you if you're going to degrade your show, if you call me, give me a chance there, or if they also want us to be there, and then you know you're not going to waste your time.
Okay, so Coach, I give you the opportunity before we go. So you put out that call to the public. Let's see what they say. You can do it right now. Let's see what they say. I'm going to give them the number 0617981075. You guys can let me know via WhatsApp and Telegram. You can SMS me 40503. The coach is about to ask you something. So daar gaan ons nou coach opgeset. Praat maar.
Yeah, you know, when I listen to the comments of all the listeners of the radio, then I feel so insignificant. Because people are deeply rooted in Christ, and they sometimes find their comfort in shows like this, like yours. So if you think that I must come and actually spend some time with a big man there on the radio, let him know, and we will definitely find the time in the next 2 weeks to be there.
Okay, so check this out, Coach, before I let you go. It says, good morning, Marco, blessed day. Wow, Mr. De Villiers is a real pearl. I admire and respect him so much for his knowledge of everything, his rugby expertise, and just his overall presence. I would so much love him to come to our church to speak in our young men and fathers. That's for the church community of St. Matthew's, and that's from Sonia. So when you come, they can ask you all that. Yeah?
You can give my number to Sonia.
Okay.
I will definitely see what we can do. Yes. And that's my calling.
Okay.
That's my calling to try and change minds, you know.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do, Coach. The Pearl of Paul. We will chat again. We'll sort out this co-hosting thing in the next week or so. And,
yeah.
I'd love to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for the opportunity again just to honor me by saying something to a great person like Chester.
Yes, I couldn't think of better people to do it, so thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Bye-bye.